Public sector workers have for some time now been receiving their pay under the single spine salary structure being implemented by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. But policy think tank Imani Ghana is raising concerns about the new pay structure, describing it as diversionary. Speaking on Behind the News, our current affairs program last night, Executive Director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo, explains his concerns.
One of the cardinal reasons of having a salary scheme as universal as the one we have should be dependent on the productivity of labor. I mean, there's no signs anywhere in the world that people would have to work, and even their differing, should I say, levels of productivity, they should be paid the same. Any salary structure that decides that if your brother, for instance, someone who kills the F for a living, however backbreaking that is, and someone who works in a radio station, for instance in your case, handling this very entertaining and educative program, should be paid the same amount of money. I mean, that science in itself is dead. It is status, it is backward, but unfortunately, that is what the issues surrounding equalization is all about. So the problem we are going to have in the future, and as already we started having with the single spine, is that it defies economic reasoning. It is to say it's appealing to workers to feel that, well, there's a good feel factor and we are being appreciated.
Executive Director of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kujo. In reaction, Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Seth Tekpe, described as unfortunate Imani's concern, which is coming after 3.5 years of implementing the new pay policy. He said what Imani is doing is an attempt to confuse the public. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Tekpe took time to explain the single spine salary process.
I think it's unfortunate that 2.5 years on, after the single spine implementation started, Imani should be coming in this late day when the migration and payment of arrears are almost completed for them to be confusing the general public. You know, excuse my language. The single spine salary is a policy. It is not the salary scheme for the government. I think I heard him using it. The salary scheme for the public service is determined through the Tripartite Commission. And so, the Tripartite Committee comprising government as an employer, labor and employers. So, I think it is very important that we understand that we have had a salary scheme for public service in place. Just as we did with previous consolidation of salaries and with the previous rationalization, all that the single spine is doing is looking at the relativity. Indeed, it is important. Improving productivity, that is the irony, between employee A and employee B.
Deputy Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Seth Tekpe.